We drive into town and our truck's loaded down with costumes and sets and props and scripts and everything you can possibly imagine it would take to put on a full-length musical production. And the kids don't have to bring anything. They just have to show up with a positive attitude and an excitement to learn. And then we ask them to do the impossible. We ask them to do it in 6 days.
6 days.
That was an excerpt from the film, The Little Red Truck. It's a documentary about the Missoula Children's Theater. Welcome to NEA Arts Online. I'm Josephine Reed. Since 1970, the Missoula Children's Theater, also known as MCT, has been in the business of bringing theater to kids across the country. As you just heard, they bring the play, the costumes, the lighting, the staging, the props, the makeup, and the expertise. What's unique about MCT is that the cast is made up of kids in the community who work with two MCT actor-directors. And yes, you heard correctly. The kids have 6 days to learn the script, the music, the staging, and the cues. And then they put on a show for their community. The mission of MCT is to give kids an immersive experience in theater and the opportunity to shine in public as they work together to deliver a performance. That hasn't changed throughout the years, but it has become more urgent as more and more schools are cutting arts programming. Many students, particularly those in rural areas, have never had any experience with theater. Recognizing this, and because MCT itself was born in a small city in the very large state of Montana, it's always had a singular focus on rural areas. MCT's executive director, Michael McGill, explains.
We do have a real commitment for the rural areas, and I'll tell you, it has a lot to do with fairness issues, because if you grow up in a city, it seems like all the resources are pooled around those places, and you have every opportunity in the world. Well, the idea of the Missoula Children's Theater is that we take those resources to you. We have a delivery system. All you need to do is ask us to come. You don't have to have any professional training. You don't have to know how to sew costumes. You don't have to know how to design a set. All we don't have is the cast. So we cast between 50 and 60 young people in each town and take them through that rehearsal process of 4 hours a day until it culminates in the musical. And from that, we feel like they're learning things that they wouldn't have a chance to learn otherwise. There's a lot of instruction in mathematics, and there's a lot of instruction in other things that are very, very important. But it seems like instruction in the arts is not as prevalent as it maybe once was, and we want to be that vehicle. And we have a delivery system. We put everything into a little red truck, and we drive across the country and make it happen.
How they make this theater residency happen is both complicated and simple, as well as extraordinary. A town extends an invitation to MCT, and of course a certain amount of pre-planning by the town is in order. A call for the kids to audition, arranging for a venue, a musical accompanist, and then the little red truck arrives.
Two people come into a town on a Sunday, they meet the town representative, and then on Monday they start right away with their auditions. We have 2 hours to figure out exactly who's going to be in that show. And there may be a lot of kids that want to be in the show, but we really want to make the audition process as fun as we can, because then even if that's the only thing they ended up doing, it was okay. And we don't want them to feel that they didn't get into the show just because it was they were not a good actor or something like that. It has a lot more to do with just having parts that are right for the people that are there. We're not necessarily looking for just the kids that stand out the most as being the brightest and the loudest. We're also looking for the kids that this would be good for. They look a little bit shy. Maybe they should be in that program, because that would do a lot for them. Because the mission is not to make the actors and actresses out of them. It's to give them skills that maybe they don't have access to, and they need an outlet to show what they can do and to be proud of it. On Monday, they start right away with their auditions, And then the second session on Monday, they start rehearsing with some of the children with more lines. And they do that over the course of the week, 4 hours a day, until those kids are practiced to the limit. And you would be amazed, and I am continually, by what happens when you trust that those young people can do something that seems very difficult. To take an hour-long musical and actually memorize all those lines in that amount of time. And so it's like an amazing thing. And we aim at that amazement at the end of the week when the parent says, "Holy smokes, what happened here? My child barely will open their mouth in public, and now they're singing and dancing in public, and you did it in a week? This is incredible."
Now, initially, I was pretty worried because I saw the lines that she had, and I thought I'd have a tough time memorizing those. And I checked the note again, and yeah, it was only going to be a week that this thing was going to be happening. So I thought, well, oh my God, she's going to have trouble, and she's got the whole darn script memorized.
It's like medicine to a kid. They fill up and they say, okay, all right, I did that, and that was important. What else can I do?
Like so many success stories, MCT discovered this method of bringing theater to kids as a result of hard work, flexible and innovative thinking, and a certain amount of serendipity.
In the very beginning, in 1970, Jim Caron was doing children's theater in the Missoula area, and he was doing children's theater for children. They were doing children's tales, and they were having audience members come and watch and, you know, thrill to that. But there was one time when they were doing Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs that a town clear across the state, Miles City, wanted Snow White there. And so Jim was like, well, I'm not going to brave winter roads with seven dwarves, which are children. I wonder if I could cast seven children in Miles City. It had been advertised that he would be looking for some actors. So he went over there, and when he walked in, the gymnasium was full of young actors that wanted to be one of those dwarfs. So what he found in that situation was, wow, this is something that really has some power. They don't want to just see this story done by other people for them. They want us to work to tell the story together. And it's a community effort to work together. And I think it has such power.
MCT not only provides kids with a unique experience in theater, they're giving kids a chance to shine in public in front of their family, friends, and neighbors, which is a rarity for kids who aren't athletes.
You hit the nail on the head there, because let's say you get an A on a math test or something. Well, your mom knows and your dad knows, and a few people know, their teacher knows, but it wasn't a community-wide public thing that happened to you. In this situation, the next time they walk through the line at the grocery store, the person checking them out says, "I saw you in the play. You were great." Well, what's that do to a kid? It makes them full and feel valued. What comes from that is incredible.
Sing and dance. This is a musical, after all.
A musical? I love musicals.
Oh, well, you do? Well, I love them, too.
We're not trying to make any little actors and actresses. That happens. That's good. But we're just trying to impart some skills to those young people, some life skills that they can use no matter what they do. I don't know if they want to be a doctor or a plumber, or I don't know what they want to do. But they need to learn how to do something that makes them feel like they can work with other people, that they can have the courage to try. And to do our project, it takes courage. And at the end of that, you know what you end up with is you end up with a wonderful feedback, and that's applause. And from that, those kids end up feeling like, wow, I did something important.
Although MCT brings a great deal in that little red truck of theirs, they are dependent on community involvement for the show to be successful. It's a collaboration in every sense of the word.
When those communities ask us to come, then we send two tour actor directors in one of those little red trucks to the community, and they work together to make the whole thing happen, because we can't bring everything. We don't know where we could hold the show. We don't know where we could rehearse, put the posters up. I mean, just all the things that the community needs to pull together to do it. And I think that's another reason that it really works, because it's not something that we just comes in and say, we're going to just sit back, we're going to do this whole thing. We say, you and I, your community and us, are going to do this together and make this work. And it takes some effort on both sides. And from that, we end up with something that's really quite magical.
Throughout the country, MCT works with some 65,000 kids a year who perform in the community plays. Additionally, each year, they teach theater workshops to some 150,000 kids in underserved areas. And for more than 20 years, MCT has been bringing their theater residencies to military bases around the world.
We are so proud of our work with the military because it's truly one of those areas that lacks access. There's very few Air Force and Navy and Army bases around the world that actually have this kind of outlet. We go to many, many of them. And what it means to those communities is really interesting to me, because they get reposted about every 2 years or so in their military service. And those families are uprooted from Turkey and they're moved to the UK. And in that situation, they also leave all their friends. Well, here comes this program that they actually participated in Turkey, and now it's coming to the UK. And so they go, oh, I know what that is. And they participate in that, and they make new friends. Their lives come back together in a way that has a familiarity. We had a friend who is a major general in the Air Force one time was telling me that he really felt as a base commander that it drew his community together, because all of a sudden those families would say, oh, can we carpool together to get our kids there? And all of a sudden they're making new friends based on this communal kind of a gathering. That's important to have those things in military communities, because they get uprooted and moved around so much that they need something constant.
And communities in general benefit from MCT residencies. Something happens when people come together to see their children performing publicly right in their communities.
What the community at large gains from MCT has a lot to do with pulling the community together. It seems like there's less and less things that are done as a community, and there's more and more things that are done through screens. And I personally think that we're losing something there. I think that the communities need to come together and celebrate their children. They need to come together and celebrate their town. And by having any town you want to pick say, we put on this play, because they did. They had to do most of it. It's not Missoula Children's Theater does Snow White. It is Missoula Children's Theater and Billings, Montana do Snow White. And it really is a combination. So they have a piece of it. They have ownership. And they supplied the piano player, and they supplied a lot of things that made this happen. So it's really important that when that comes together, those people actually feel they have pride in their town and then in themselves. And it's we're helping with that. We have had situations where we were in a town, say that it just had a terrible forest fire or had other tragedies. And it was welcomed as a way to draw together the community. I also have been in situations where the community was in some distress between different rival demographics. But what I notice is that when it's about the kids and when they're sitting in that audience watching what their kids are doing, no matter where they come from, it draws them together, and none of their differences matter. It's inspiring, actually, to watch. And I think that's communication and community are a huge byproduct of what we do.
And Michael McGill also believes MCT is helping to teach kids to be good neighbors and good citizens.
I think that it opens the door for civic engagement. I think that these young people, by working together, and here's a great way to come together and celebrate. And by making those friendships and making those connections and learning teamwork, taking those extra steps in saying, I want to be part of something that matters, they get out there and do something important. And I think the current generation that's coming up is hungry for that. They want to participate, and I think we are helping that.
That was Michael McGill, Executive Director of Missoula Children's Theater. Find out more about them at mctinc.org. That's mctinc.org. My thanks to Tree and Sky Media Arts for allowing us to use excerpts from The Little Red Truck. For NEA Arts Online, I'm Josephine Reed. Thanks for listening.
The first performance was good. The second one went a little crazy.
Wait, we're not talking about the second one. We're talking about the first one.
Oh.